We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simin Shin Men Vav, regarding the halachas of Erevim in Atayra, middle of Sivah Gimel. We're speaking about this halacha of a karfif, which is surrounded with walls, but without a roof, like a courtyard, that it's not fenced in for residential purposes. And it's more than Beis HaSayim, come sitting on, carry it more than Dalar Amas. But you'll have to carry out from it to a different karmelis, for example, the open fields that are in front of it. So that's where Haggah, the last line on of Reish Amud Aleph, Ramos says like this, V'chein therefore, V'chein likach mavteach, you'll have to take a key, be karmelis, from the rabbinically prohibited area, Sh'lefnei Gina, in front of a garden, V'chteich v'linol, to open up and to lock it, V'chein mavteach, ilov, and says the Torah, and to and put the key back over there. Ubavad, as long as we continue to the base, Shlei Beineim is Kufa. As long as there's no the doorstep, Shirishus Ayachid, which is a private domain, Shikivoya Sargachava Arba, which is 10 Tvachavai and 4 Tvachamai. Oh, Ishishle Shle Machitzim and Stadim. Or if it has two walls from the sides, Shinduchavan Arba, which are 4 Tvachamai. And has a lintel, has a the top of the doorway that's 4 tvachim wide. Does have Rosh Hashanah, then it's Rosh Hashanah. Avad Bisha in the Gemara, sorry, even though it's not 10 tvachim wide. Miu, however, us lahachnes may scoopa Rosh Hashanah, but it's forbidden to bring in from the scoopa, from like the bottom of the door frame to the Rosh Hashanah, and Yibkot all the way around. The Hashim, that we're concerned, Shemalo Yatikra Arba, maybe the roof is not going to be 4 tvachim. Because then the main scoop shalisha, then if the doorstep is not gonna be 3 tvachim high, Yeshla Hadin Shalavaneha has the halacha of what's in front of it. Vulam Givaya Shalish and even if it's 3 tvachim high, Me'achash Kalashur Shalanda, since all our domains is continued to top of Risha Aleph and Carmelis, so then Amina Matsum in this Minamanea, then we say that it finds its own type and it reawakens its commission as Bas, Mishin Sabakhe. Like it's going to be explained in the Simchat Sabachay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Ches. Ramah said, "Bulachin, therefore, Mutalika v'chulu, you're allowed to take the key from a karmelis that's in front of the garden to open and close it." Meaning, the Ava Pishagin Rosh Hashanah Torah, even though the garden is biblically Rosh Hashanah, Shemakevas Machitzes because surrounded with the walls, Mekim the Rabban Asok Karmelis, since as we just said in the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. From yesterday's daf, that Rabbanim made it like a karmelis, so Loi Asra told them to mendel a bikshul of that, so they did not prohibit the carrying from it to a bikkah that's around the Tam Kanal. The reason is like we mentioned, because as we said in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Sivkot Yud Tes, so you can take a key from the karmelis in front of the garden of Toyach Bechulu to open and to close and to put the key back over there. I know that is af lahachnis. Hadelis Shalagina, even to bring in the door of the garden, Imma Mafteach, with the key, Lefnim, within. Which, as the Shaar Tzion Os Yud says, because if not, then there's no Chiddush at all. Because you're not bringing something in. The Chiddush is taking from one domain to the other domain. Sivkat and Chav, Ramah says, as long as Shalo Yehi Beinayim V'chulu, you don't have between the garden and the Carmelis and the Skupa, a doorstep. Which is a Rosh Hashanah. For somebody, what it means to say is Befesach Hagin, meaning the opening of the garden. Like the Iskupa, Shikur and Shvel, Miftan, a doorstep that's Gavoya, that's high. Because then Sheyeshul Hashem Rosh Hashanah, then that would have a name of a private domain. That changes the whole equation. Then you're not allowed to bring in or take out the key, the Metal, the Mekamas, Rosh Hashanah, because then you're carrying from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the Karmelis. Sivkot and Chaval, for example, if she gavoya asara, if it was 10 tvachamai and 4 tvachamai, because ilavach, if not, he's kupa gufa karmelis, then actually the doorstep itself is a karmelis, can my bikadam, then it's like the open field. If it wasn't 4 tvachamai, it become turhu, then it's an exempt area, because it has to have 4x4 to be considered any domain. And I'm sure you'll let a step on that lift there, but it's scared to open and to close. Sivkot and Chav Beis, or if it has Shtei Mechitzes V'Chulu, two walls from the sides, Vashlishis, Nasa Al Yedei HaMashkif, and the third wall is made through the lintel, Because the minute we say pitikir v'saisim, we say that the mouth of the beam, like the edge of the horizontal, has vertical in its height. We see it as if it's coming, extending down virtually a wall, where Sivkan Chav Gimel, Shin Ruchav and Arba, where they're four tefachim wide, and you have a lintel on the top of it at four tefachim wide, because then it's a Rishu Suyachid. Because if a Pachas Mizeh, less than this, Afala Arba Mechitis Gmur, you have four full fledged walls. Lo have Rishu Suyachid, it's not Rishu Suyachid, it's not a submission of Mesa of your test, it has to be at least Dalad al Dalad. Sivkot and Chav Dalad. So even though Shein Gaboy Asara, even though it's not even 10 tefachim high, which what I mean to say is the skupa, the doorstep, and what then something is considering about shloisha, but it's not 3 tefachim high. But she imba skupa klav, but it doesn't have a lintel a doorstep at all. The rishus yochad nasi the amechitzes. In this case, it's not because of the doorstep, as we said in the prior case. Here's through the partition. So then again, it can be problematic for a different reason than it's rishus yochad. Simka and chavei. But then the Ramah continues, says, however, it's forbidden to bring in from the doorstep to Rishos Yachad, all the other way around. Now he's explaining, this is not going on what we said before, which that the doorstep is standing in front of the garden. We're talking about the doorstep of a house, which is beneath the lintel. Kashmir, letting you know like this. Even if the lintel that's on top of it is a width of four tvachim, that means to say that this doorway area has a name of a private domain, as we mentioned. Even so, yesh la'achmer, one should be stringent, shalahachnas, moistimachim labayas, not to bring it from that area to the house, or yipkun all the way around, because shemel apam lo yia mashkim rechav arba tvachim. At times, that area could have that the lintel is not with a four tvachim. We have a gamma kilaskin, and people are going to still come to do it. So therefore, that's what I'm saying, that you're not allowed to generally take in from the doorstep to the shetzer all the way around, because the chashina shem aloi b'kulu, so maybe the tikra, the roof of that area is not going to be four tvachim wide. But then simply is zas lahitz miskubal shetzerab. You can't carry from the doorstep to the Rosh Hashanah, if not for Tvachim wide, the Shemi is Damin, maybe it might happen that the lintel will be for Tvachim. Then it's a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. Over there in the Mordechai, he says that the concern is all the way around too, to the Rosh Hashanah too. Sivkan Chavizayin. And then if the doorstep is not three Tvachim high, Then it has Sivkan Chavzayin Hadin Shel Avinahal, the halacha of what's in front of it. Meaning, Im Rishus Rabam, if it's a public domain, Zeh Malka Matal Gabeha, then this area is nullified to it. But now Zegam Ken Rishus Rabam, it also becomes Rishus Rabam. The Mekarmelis and Mekarmelis run of it, then becomes a Karmelis. But the Shar Tzin Leitud Beis is looking to be halacha the Maschal Din. What we wrote in the name of the building going Sivkan Chavchas, the Filim Gavayir Shalosh and Shleisha, and even if it's three to Acham high. Which limb, what it means to say is like this. If that's the case, have a oisai hamakim makam tur. That makes that area an exempt area because the mishamim presumably keeping chayin lamashkim shall a scoop or rochav avot vachem. Since the lintel that's on top of the doorstep is not a whiff of avot vachem, avigamikin hamazuzis. That makes the side post. So I mean that's done from the side. Avigamik scoop a goof and also the doorstep itself. Gamikin in rochav avot vachem. It means it's also not for avot vachem wide. Oh, but may have a makam tur, so by default, then it's an exempt area. And from an exempt area, we know that Allah is the mutl talat rishos yachad rishos rabbi. You're allowed to carry both to a private and to a public domain. Kamalkim, however, keep your kol shri shalom name karmelis. That's kamplaiskim. That's what Rama ends up by saying that since all our domains are karmelis, we say motzman is minoy, and it awakens it like we explained in Simushin Samachay, that most of our domains are karmelis. That's kamplaiskim according to many plaiskim. This coop is too smuchle, and this doorstep is near it. The matzav akula. Then we say, it finds its own type, and it awakens it. Now, there's no difference regarding all this. Bein pesach habayis pesuch anol. Whether the opening of the house is open or locked. Lo'ilam osla haktos meiskubal lefnim. Says the Magen Rambam, always not allowed to carry from the doorstep inside. Now, says the Mishnah, according to what we brought to understood in this Ramah, yes, Lizar, you have to be careful about Islam in those places, that's prohibited to carry because there's no Eruv. The Pesach Beis HaKnesses, the opening of the shul is to the side of the street. There's no room there in front of the sanctuary. And the non-Jews bring the key. That the attendant should not take the key from his hand. That she until he's together with the non-Jew beneath the lintel that's by the doorway. Maybe you have over there by the roofed area for tvachim. That makes that doorstep into Rosh Hashanah. And that means he's carrying from a Carmelis, as we just explained, that it becomes a Carmelis, that's in front of the Beis HaKnesses, will take Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and therefore, he should take the key from the hand of the non-Jew, meaning to say the Carmelis, that's the area in front of the shul, into Rosh Hashanah. Because if there is a tikkar bar tvachim, that means to say that the doorway is Rosh Hashanah, like we say, it's for tvachim. However, from the street, which we're saying is a Carmelis, you're taking from the Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah, and he's participating in that rabbinic haitzah, bachnasa. So again, rather take the key from the non-Jew beneath the lintel, then opens up the lock. Leave the chadelis, but he shouldn't open the door until he removes the key. And then open up the door. Because maybe the other way around. Maybe you don't have by the roof that's beyond the door a four tvach. Comes out that area actually is a kamel, not a Rosh Hashanah. So you have to be concerned both ways, like we said. And now he's taking from the kamel, which is the doorstep to the Rosh Hashanah, to the shul. First, remove the key, give it to the non-Jew. Or hide it under the doorstep. Or on top, in front of the lintel of the door. Now it's appropriate to the community to make him under the doorway. Is a chedush Rosh Hashanah in some type of a room. Let the non-Jew bring the key over there. Because if not, sometimes it's very hard to be exact in Shiyamdish name of Makum Katsi Kazeh, that both of them should be standing in this very narrow area of the doorstep. Not to carry from the shul outside, or from any house, only up until the measurement where the door closes over there, not more. Because maybe you don't have by the outer part of the doorstep that's beyond the door, it's a kamelis, because it's bottled to the kamelis that's in front of it, metal mishnas yachad the kamelis, and be carrying from mishnas yachad to a kamelis, says the Taz.
In other cases, if you have two walls from the side, which are chavna arba, and you have a mashkev chava arba, okay, then it's going to be mishnas yachad, even though it's not gabay asar. So he says, look, mishbru sif katan chav bays, where he explained that the way this happens is that now the third wall is through the mashkev because it's a particular decision. Moshe Ram asks at the end of Simchas Shin Samach Aleph, the paskin that has to be specifically that the two mechitzas have to be connected one to the other. When it's zu connected to one opposite the other, we don't say particular decision. So how are you saying that's the third wall? And don't say that the opening is considered as a mechitza. If that's the case, one mechitza from the side should be sufficient. Look at what he answers. The Rabbah answers that over here, since it's not mefulash to Rosh Hashanah, that on one side you have the door by the garden, it's enough even when you have shtei mechitzas u'kenegedzu. Don Legoyin in his beer writes that on truth, it's enough with one mechitza from the side, and the door is also considered as a mechitza. It comes out, it's like two mechitzas that are touching. And that's a Tesha. Shabbos writes, Ramah picks only what's called Orcha de Mils, what's normal. Ladina becomes Rosh Hashanah through one mechitza. According to their words, it would be Rosh Hashanah Gomer of four mechitzas, because the two other mechitzas, you're going to say particular decision through the mashkev that's on the top. The mashkev Rechava Arba, And we said the mashkif has a width of 4. Now, the Pesach, the opening of a mavoi, of an alleyway, even if it's not all roofed, just the outer half is roofed, we say pitigir desaisim. Because since it's a makam of arba, from the edge of the beam until the door, has the name of a mavoi in it, and it combines with the mavoi, and the beam permits it. That is, if the door of the mavoi was closed. Now, if the opening was open, even if it's not a makam arba, we say it's like lufnim, like the area within, says the Magen Avraham. So the be'alach atzarach in. Because when the words Magen Avraham, they're coming from the sugi and Gemara Shabbos Daf Tes. There, the explicit thesis, that if it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even if the opening is locked, it's like lufnim, when it's not a width of 4. And since that for the lechi, thesis mekel, when it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, when the opening is locked, for sure we're going to a beam. Now, obviously, the Magen Avraham is talking about when it's open to the Carmelis, and even so, if the opening is open, then it's like lefnim, and that contradicts the Pesach Shulchan Aruch later on, Samechon Samechis of Dal, that explicitly paskins when it's open to the Carmelis, it's forbidden beneath the beam. And the truth is, from this sugya, according to Shitza Teis and Rash, also according to Pirush Rashi, it's obvious explicitly that he holds like the Shitza Raiva that he holds, that beneath the beam it's permitted even when it's open to the Carmelis. And that's the case of Pella on the Magen Avraham, that he says regarding this, and doesn't mention the Pesach Shulchan Aruch contradicts this, said Betzarachim. Maskel Miu, which was referenced in the Shara Tzinois Yid Alf, that the Ramah said, however, you're not allowed to bring in from the Skupa to Rosh Hashanah or the other way around. Because we're concerned maybe it's not going to be the Tikkur Arba. So he explains, we're not talking about the halacha of a garden, because a garden has halacha of a karmelist. Rather, what he's saying is, however, in other words, what he means to say is that even though we say that when the Skupa, when the doorstep that mentioned by a garden is forbidden to bring out from it to the garden because it's just a yach and you're carrying from it to a karmelis, and you can be chayim from this, that if the iskupa is standing by Rosh Hashanah Gomer, that you're allowed to bring in and bring out from it to inside of it, even so, it should be forbidden again, like the Ramah says, because chashina, b'chu, etc. That says the Maimon Martcha. The Maschad Din Shalafaneha, he said, we're concerned that maybe the tikkur is not going to be arba, and then if the skufa is not three tefachim high, it has the halacha of hadin shalafaneha, which says like Mishpurusiv Katan Chav Zayin, which is shared seen Yud Bey's reference to spi halacha, that if it's Rishus Rabim, this makom is bought to it and also becomes Rishus Rabim. Bi'ar Gra proves that regarding this, it does not become Rishus Rabim because since it has mechitzas, look over there. So when it's open to the Carmelist, we see Matzim in his meaning, like the Ramah writes after this, regarding when it is three tefachim high. Some of the dirshus dirshu number 13 brings a picture. It said as long as you don't between them in the skupa, the doorstep, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Where the picture shows this, that it's opening up into a karf that's more than Beis HaSayim. But the skufa is Rosh Hashanah Yachad because it's 10 tefachim high, it's 4 tefachim wide. Dershah number 14 also brings a picture. It has two mechitzas from the sides. You see that the Rachav Arba, that doorway, going from the Carmelis to the karf, so although you should be able to carry from one to the other, but that doorstep is problematic because of the two mechitzas that make it four tzvachim, and you have pitik yared besaisim. Dishra number 15. That was from yesterday. Dishra number 17. Said matzim minas minay. And the scuba goes based on what's in front of it. Now, however, that's specifically, if you don't have a tzuris of Pesach in the place of the doorway, you just have two side posts or just a beam. But if you have a tzuris of Pesach with opening, as Chaznesh writes, as from Sfar would seem, that Makam of Pesach does not qualify like a karmelis because the tzuris of Pesach fences in from the outer point, comes out that the Makam of the Pesach is fenced in within Mechitzah of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. According to this, you could carry from the Makam of Pesach into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, in Sipkon Chabdal, he writes, that sounds like an Echreinim at the end of Sim Hashem Yavav, that the Tzuris of Pesach fences in by its inner point. He just writes that it's not Meikar Adin the Tzuris of Pesach, only from Takan of Alachi B'Kar, which looks like its parts been meluy. Shein halachas is mitzayin that that's the Brit and Chazon Ish in many places that Tzurus HaPesach permits by the inner point. For example, Arachaim Siman Ayin, Simikot Firal. According to this, it would be forbidden to bring in from the place that's beneath the Tzurus HaPesach into the house. Now, regarding an opening that between a house and a stairwell, which is a chatz Hashem Morevis, a sheer courtyard between the apartments that's no Erev, he wants to carry the key of the house from the stairwell to the place of where the his doorway is. And Kuntras Takanas Erev, he writes in the name of Dov Landau, that you have to handle what's the halacha of the Makom HaPesach. And he brings in the Gemara Shabbos of Kachov Tal Manav, Bianai says that it was Machlik Shabtafin Yerbishua by Chatz Shein Murevis. Is the Makom HaPesach of the house considered like within, because the people in the house utilize it, and therefore it's forbidden to carry out from it to the chatzar, or it's considered like outside? Pinya Bishua, so the Makom HaPesach is considered like from within. It's obvious over there, it's talking about also when the door is closed. Chayra, the halacha of carrying the key depends on this machlokes. It's going to Bishua, it's forbidden to carry from the stairwell, from the hallway that doesn't have an air to the place of the Pesach that's considered within. According to Pesach, would be permitted. Now you have to discuss regarding Huri Pasna Alacha. If Einaim Brachas writes that the klal that we have is Alacha like Bishua, Kutub Tarfon was liberated from the Tamid Bishami. Look at the Chazi Dabra on the Mishnah Sham. And however, the Atzi Al Moigim writes, Alacha is a Kutub Tarfon. So it would depend on that. Dish number 19 said you could carry from a Karmelis that's in front of the Shul into the Rishus HaYachid. I mean that they're going to be carrying from the Karmelis. Now, if the Mashkif is not a width of four Tvachim, and it's bringing the key into the hole where the key goes into, so to open the door, Shulchan Aruch writes that you don't have regarding this because of bringing in from a Karmelis into Rosh Hashanah, because it's not possible to utilize this hole from within, only from the outside. So there was not considered like Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like from his words that if you could utilize this hole also from within, it's considered the Char like Rosh Hashanah. And you would not be able to put the key over there. And even according to Taisus, the Mishnah brings in Shimim Hesav Kotan Tes, that if someone brings in Mishnah's Ram to the hole, it's not chayib only if the hole is a width of by four tefachim. It's possible that the hole of a lock is considered like chayib Rishus HaYachad, even though it's not a width of four tefachim, because the machshava to place the key specifically in the hole of where the lock is to open up the door considers the hole as if it's a width of four tefachim, similar to what's brought in Taisus Erev and Avtesim and Avter Maschal Zark and Shabbos Tav Dalma Beis and Maschal Ela. And similarly, that like their words that Mishnah were passing that on submission nun sifkat and test and be aloha, but this obeys the maschal b'yashin. And that's written shuvas mechaz yitzchak. That if the lock is through and through, then it has to be forbidden because of chayrish shasiach. On the other hand, the sibuk chachmas aleiv, he writes that the locks that are coming nowadays, the length of the hole is more than the shear of the length of two keys. And if that's the case, it comes out that when you're putting in the key from within, from the inside, you're not utilizing the part that functions when you put in from the outside. If that's the case, the hole on the outside that's open to the Karmelis or the courtyard is considered as a makam tur, and you're allowed to bring in to there from a Karmelis or from a chatzah. This number 20. Regarding locks, that's not possible to open the door only when the key is within the lock. Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchak writes, so you're allowed to open them on Shabbos through that in the beginning, he'll stand on the doorstep, which is a Karmelis, and he'll remove from his garment the belt that has on it the key, and he'll put the key into the hole of the lock, and he'll let go of the belt from his hand, and then he'll grab a hold of the belt with one hand, and open up the door with the second hand, and he'll put his hand from within. He has to be worried that when the door closes, that it shouldn't lock by moving the button that's designated for that, like many doors have. And then he should let go of the door until it closes on its own. And he takes the key, and he puts on his belt, and he goes into the house. Now, the reason why it's permitted, because when the door is locked, the whole of the lock is considered as a makom tur. Because in general, it's 10 tefachim high. And even if it's not high, the Chayri Karmelis, the halls of the Karmelis, has a lach like a makam tur, as brought in Shulchan Aruch Sim Shimim Hesef Yitzayin. And therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins of Insav Alp, that's forbidden to transfer through rabbinic domains to take from Rishus to Rishus by putting into makam tur between them. However, since he's doing this when he's holding in his hand, it could be lenient. And then, according to the Rambam, the lach of Agde B'yaday was said only if through the being bound you could draw and to return the whole object to him. However, over here, he could through, by pulling the belt, close the door, and then take back the key to the Makam Torah. Say v'chach masalev asks on his words, we don't find that the Chama Matir to transfer through a Makam Torah through two Durabbanans. And he proves this from what the Beis Meir writes, that they did not permit to transfer even through two people. However, Mishnah Berurah later on, Sif Kohen Hei writes that according to Ben Echreinim, it could be lenient regarding Igud when it's bound by Rishri's Durabbanan. And Bashur over here, where he's swapping through a Makam Torah. He also asks that here, he can't take back the key to himself because it's connected to the door, and it's not going to help just that he can take it back to Makam Torah. And it's possible that as long as bound in his hand, he could pull it from the Karmelis to the Makam Torah, so it's as if it never landed in the Karmelis. Edition number 21, the Halacha had brought, look over there what the Magen Avraham answers, and he brought the El Rabbah's Teretz. So the Magen Avraham answers that according to the Amma, Meikar Adin, Pitikra is effective even when the two Mechitzes are one opposite the other, and between them it's open. And this is Nachman's submission, Samachal is only Ketchila. El Rabbah writes two truths. One, this is the Ramah Paskins later on, that you don't say Pitikra Besaisim when the two Mechitzes are one opposite the other, it's Dafka, if the Makam that's roofed in is open to Rosh Hashanah from two sides. But over here, where the doorstep is flush to Rosh Hashanah, we say Pitikra Besaisim even in such a situation. However, in the words of Magen Avraham, you see that he holds that not to make this chalik. Number two, in our discussion that we have, you have in the makam of the skufa, besides the two mechitzas on the sides, also a door on the third side, that even that the opinion of the Ramah is that a door is not considered as a full-fledged mechitzah, because if that's the case, then they wouldn't have to mention that there's two mechitzas from the sides, just that there's a mechitzah, one mechitzah on the side of the door. However, you could consider the door as a mechitzah regarding this, that it's possible to say particular decision, even though mechitzah one opposite the other. According to this answer, there's no difference between if the place that's roofed is open to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. It just disagrees on the Magen Avraham if the door that's on the third side is effective regarding to saying Pitagir Besaisim, even the two mechitzah one opposite the other. Halacha writes that since it's not before Rosh Hashanah, then on one side you have the door by the garden, and he mentions that by the doorstep it's not before Rosh Hashanah, like the first answer. However, he mentions also when there's a door, like the second answer, Nafkamina is in a place where that's roofed is near to Rosh Hashanah, and has two mechitzas one opposite the other, do you say Pitagir Besaisim even when there's no door or not? Dish number 22, the Be'alacha brought, because over here, since not my full Lishosam, because on one side you have a door in the garden, so it's just showing that door. In dish number 23, they brought from Be'agra that proves that it does not become a Shasarabim. So what you have to discuss in his words is, what's the halacha of the Makam Yiskufa? If you're saying it doesn't take on the Rosh Hashanah that's in front of it, so what is the status? Chaz Nish writes that since the Yiskufa has three mechitzes, two on the sides and the wall of the house that's opposite the doorstep, according to Rambam, that a Makam, the Mukuf, that's around the three mechitzes, does not become a Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, the Yiskufa is considered a Makam Tur. According to Taisa, that Makam that has three mechitzes, halacha glim in the Torah is like Rosh Hashanah. If the door is open, the Yiskufa combines to the house and has halacha like Rosh Hashanah. If the door is closed, then you have to be in doubt, according to the Vilna, if it is Rosh Hashanah, Makam Tur, since the door separates between it and the house, and the skuf itself is not Dala Dala Tvachim. However, the Chaz Nish himself holds that even when the door is closed, the halacha is like Rosh Hashanah, because the door is made to open and to close constantly. It's considered like a kli that's not mavatl, and removes the mechitza, and therefore, even when the door is closed, the doorstep does combine to the house that does have Dala Tvachim.